My guest today, Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.
All right, Dan, taking a look at the grains here. Looks like wheat closed lower in all those contracts. Same with corn, soybeans, all three contracts up, though, here. What'd you see in today's trade action?
Yeah, a little bit of bounce. We're seeing an increasing movement of soybeans in the cash market, which weighed on spreads, and the same on corn. Looks like the U.S. producer, who's been relatively positive, hoping that a U.S.-China trade deal would be done, is becoming a little more pessimistic. And as long as the government stays closed, we're seeing an impetus that farm aid will not be heading out the door probably until December. People have a lot of November needs financially in terms of rent and seed and chemical payments. So we are starting to see a pickup of cash grain movement, which weighed on both the corn market, the wheat market, and to a lesser degree, the soybean market.
Okay, and cattle side, looks like everything's up in cattle markets except for October feeders. Those feeders also were down a couple bucks early on before rallying here. What'd you see with the cattle markets today?
Yeah, the cattle market continued on its cadence. I mean, it's a bullish cadence. We saw a big rally on Friday. It continued today, new highs. December cattle now back at 245, roughly speaking. I don't see anything really in front of the cattle market here until we get closer to 260. I know it seems like a long ways, but at this market that's been this volatile and this much bigger to the upside, I don't think it's unreasonable. So it's fine to find the price that cuts back on domestic demand, and at least the retailer, even above $10 an average, has not cut back. Pork sector came along because of export demand, seeing fairly good export demand there. We'll see how this all flows forward, but we're not seeing the seasonal weakness in pork that we normally do.
All right. Appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for doing this.
Take care, Tyler. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. That was Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.